It's the Mayor's Minute on CJOC Mornings with Jordan and Sam.
94.1 CJOC in the one-stop vape shop studio. It is time for the Mayor's Minute. We've got a special guest in studio.
Absolutely. Like you said, Mayor's Minute. So we have Mayor Chris Spearman in this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome.
All right. We're going to start off with some of the questions that we've had coming in. And one of the talks has been the pilot project. And I've seen some of the video posted online. Some of those blue bins are out now. So now that you guys have the pilot project underway with the curbside recycling, how are things going so far?
Well, it's very early. We just delivered the bins last week. What we're doing with the pilot project is learning how people adapt to the blue bins. Can they manage their waste efficiently? What challenges will we have when we go to a wider citywide type of blue bin collection? So, you know, it's always a challenge. Which things go in the blue bin? Which things can be? How are they sorted? There's who knows how many different types of plastics and what happens if you use the cardboard and those types of things. So we'll have to manage all those issues, and then we'll get an idea of what the streams are going to look like.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, and we saw it with the wind this past weekend. So we saw a couple of streetlights that were down across the city. If you do come across something like that, like a city infrastructure thing, who do you contact?
You contact public operations, and so there's a telephone number. I wish I knew it off the top of my head. Yeah,
we can always look it up too, right?
Yeah. No, we shouldn't. We should make it available. We'll make sure it's available on the website, and things like potholes. It's pothole season. If you want potholes attended to quickly, you need to make sure that we're aware of them. Mm-hmm. And you can use our app, which is Leth Requests, and you can take a picture of the app, and it actually sends the geographic location of where the app is to the city, and then that helps us find it. If you're on a residential street, we may not know about your pothole. So what we want to do is make sure all the potholes are in the collection. And it's going to be a challenging year for potholes. This winter really did a lot of damage to our roads, and so it's going to take us a few months to fix all those potholes.
Now, this isn't so much a question that we had coming in, but it's a comment I'd like to make. And I had the opportunity this Saturday, and I think a lot of people did because the weather was nice, to head out to the landfill. And, man, that lineup, 15 people deep when I got there and 20 people deep as I was leaving. But, I mean, kudos to the city and the management, that whoever's come up with the decision to have free Saturdays out there. Yep. Because I think there's a lot of people taking advantage of it and a lot of people using it to get their yards and their houses cleaned up.
It is spring cleanup time, and as soon as the snow starts to melt, you can just see people are ready to go. They're enthusiastic. They're pumped. You know, it's been a long winter, and they want to get at the spring work. And, you know, you can expect that there will be time delays at the landfill. The landfill, we've spent a lot of time reorganizing the landfill, and we actually got some design awards for the way we've managed our waste. So you can bring all kinds of waste to the landfill. Used appliances and used computers, all those types of things can be taken to the landfill, and there are places to put them. So people are using this time to take advantage of getting rid of surplus things in their homes.
Mayor Spearman in the final Tuesday of every month for Mayor's Minute. You can get your questions in by going to cjocfm.com. Mayor Spearman, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.